19th parak of Shabbos, Mishnah Hey. Katan Nimal Lishmoina Letisha Vatar Lechadosa. The classic time that a newborn baby boy should have his bris mila is on the 8th day. But sometimes the earliest time it could be made is the 9th, sometimes the 10th, sometimes the 11th, sometimes the 12th. He can never have his bris halachically before the 8th day, and the earliest possible time will never be after the 12th day, provided that he's healthy. Okay, so Kedavna Lishmoina, normally it's 8 days. Noilad Ben Hashmoshes, he was born twilight, so we're not sure if, let's say, it was between Monday night and Tuesday, Monday day and Tuesday night. So we're not sure if he was born on Monday, in which case the 8th day will be Monday. We're not sure if he was born on Tuesday. So therefore, Letitia, we go Lechumah, and we say that he should go on the 9th day. As we, even though it's a twilight of between Monday and Tuesday, we treat him as being born on Tuesday. And if you count from Monday, it'll be 9 days. Inish Moshe Shalera is Shabbos. What happens if he was born Friday night? So now we have another problem. We can't have a Mila on Friday, the next Friday, because maybe he was born on Shabbos. We can't have it born on Shabbos because maybe he was born on Friday and it's not Deicha Shabbos. So it's the 9th day. So you have to push it off to Sunday. So therefore, his Nima Latar is this will be the 10th day on Sunday. Yom Tov Sha'achar Shabbos. If he was born on Bein Hashmoshes of between Erev Yom Tov, Erev Shabbos, and then there's a Yom Tov after that Shabbos, you can't mal him on Friday because maybe he was born on Shabbos. You can't put him on Shabbos because maybe he was born on Friday. You can't put him on Yom Tov afterwards because also maybe. Because it's already, it's definitely not the right time. And neither should lay this matter. If it's not on the right on the 8th day, it's not the youngest. Shnei yom tovim shel Rosh Hashanah nivul shtei malta. If you had the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah afterwards, then his bris will be on the. On the 12th, you'd have to wait. You can't do it on Friday, you can't do it on Shabbos, you can't do it for Sunday, Monday, because that's Rosh Hashanah. You have to wait till Monday. Yeah, it's interesting that the Mishnah says an example of 2 days of Rosh Hashanah doesn't say Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. So there's a discussion about the Poskim about can a Mila Shaloi Bizmana be done on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias? You don't do it, but the question is, do we have a Diyuk from our Mishnah? That is after Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias is different, or no? That Mishnah is written in Eretz Yisrael. That says, "Halacha of Eretz Yisrael." Yeah. Kotan Achoyle Ein Moel Moisav Shiyadi. Another situation where the risk will be pushed off is if the Kotan is Achoyle, you have to wait till he gets healthy. The halacha is if you just have some minor Achoyle. Then you just have to wait till it gets better, and then you do the bris. If he had what's chayvah called gufa, he was his mamish in a matzav of sakono. Then you have to wait 7 24-hour periods after he gets better, and then only after that will the bris be made.